What's going on, guys? Who's Tunde here? Welcome to another episode of Afrobeats Weekly, your podcast about African music on the continent and the diaspora. How's everyone doing? Another week, another podcast episode from your favorite duo. Thank you guys for always making us part of your week. The albums and the music have started to trickle in, so hopefully it doesn't slow down. It's the Afrobeats Weekly Podcast. This is your first time listening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the podcast on all things Afrobeats. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for checking us out. Before we get into today's episode, I need you guys, please rate and review this podcast. Engage with us. It helps us grow, helps us get noticed. So as you're listening from your favorite app right now, leave that 5-star rating and comments. We appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. On today's episode of Afrobeats Weekly, highly anticipated Buju and Roga project is here. So we've got that review for you. We've got Tem sighting after like how many years. And as usual, new songs, spoilers of the week, turntable charts, eliminate, all that other good stuff. How far? What's going on?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I did, man. Not too bad. Chilling. It was a hot week, and all of a sudden, the rain just started falling today.
Oh, that's good, man.
But it's like all those useless rain that just falls heavy, and there's no cool breeze. So I'm like, that was the point. You can't even get rain with cool breeze.
No, it's coming after. It's coming after.
Yeah, so why are you falling? Why are you just disturbing my rooftop? So, yeah. That was it. Nothing. My week was chilled. Nothing much happened. Apart from the crazy hit in Lagos. I don't know why, man.
Yeah, you know, it was a week of still waiting for Kendrick's reply, but, you know, we'll keep waiting.
Davey, only God knows what day now. So I've said it, man. I think it's just a matter of preference, because the way music and beef and music opinion is set up now, like, almost nobody wins. Like, the stands have taken over. So you said this is, yeah, so you said this one does this one, everybody will shift the opinion. Say this one does everybody. So it's like, at the end of the day, if there's no like clear cut winner, like, would this person kill this person? I don't think everybody will agree on who won the.
Exactly. So that's, so as until the response comes, then we'll understand if there's a clear cut winner. Yeah. So until now, it's just stance. But, anyways,
yeah. That's all right. Yeah. This week was also. I think it was on Sunday after the pod that Tem's Coachella performance and announcements.
The album's fine.
Are you excited for the album announcement?
Yo, I am finally excited. Big excited. So
yeah. I think she said next month. Next month,
yeah, next May. Month. Yes, next month. Like I said, right now, best, to be honest. You know what? I'm excited for pretty much the excitement I have right now is for females in R&B, in Afrobeats.
Yeah,
I think because Tyler has like so far right now has the best album of the year for me. Okay. Tems is dropping. I started debuting a new single, like, you know, this, that little clip and single sounds sounding dope. So. I have a whole bunch of people also dropping, so yo, man.
Speaking of random question, but almost relating to what we're talking about, it's almost summer, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think we have any Afrobeats hit yet? And I don't know. I don't think so. Should we be worried that someone, like, you know, last 2 years we've kind of like had, we could already say by July this was what was going to be pumping in the clubs and by extension like Yankee and everything. So this is something we should be worried about.
Yo, I don't know, man. It's true, because I thought about it. I went for some Afrobeat party, and there was, we're still playing, like, 2023 record. So, to be honest, I don't think we should be worried, but it is what it is.
I feel like it's just that transition from that sound to the next sound. Everybody is just kind of waiting for who will be the who will pioneer the next sound, so everybody can like jump on it. Or what country are we going to? I will not say steal, because Nigerians don't steal. We just That's
enhance.
Yeah, what's that? Are we going to enhance next? Come on, what African countries, you get a slacky. Come on,
let's
enhance it for you.
Hurry up.
Let's enhance the sound for you. What else happened? I think Ashakia yesterday. Did you catch any
clips from Edmonton? Same, just a couple clips. No one really saying anything, so
yeah. Where's Edmonton in Lagos should be like where? Like in Nigeria. Is it like because everybody I was saying was like, oh, we are traveling far, we are coming road trip, and I'm like, is that place, is it that far from like
trust me, I can't explain it to you in geographical terms, but it's imagine it was Abuja, yeah, right? But then Edmonton would be like Kaduna. So everybody's in, pretty much a lot of people are in Abuja, but they have to go. Okay,
but they have to now still even travel from
Abuja to. Exactly, pretty much that's it.
So even from your own side, and a double, triple travel without.
No, ain't nobody going there for to see that. Nobody's coming. Nobody.
Hey, you're not just with and chill there. So the same thing. I think I caught a couple of clips. I mean, packed, did what he had to do. I didn't see any complaints.
Exactly. But
it was one hour that I was just following his timeline, and it was okay. Everybody was, and the guys, all the extension timelines, I was just checking. I think it was an okay concert. So
that's good.
I think
that's
it's an album next for him. I'd like to think, because he has done the rollouts, he has done the Rolling Stone. He's in the news. He's on Snap. He's on, you know, he's out there a bit as opposed to his mysterious self. So I'd like to think.
Album's coming.
Album, but you know how it does now. It doesn't really like announce. Next, we'll just see album next week. And
I mean, technically, I mean, we do have some albums coming up. We have also Wiz, who's also stated that the album is done. So we're waiting for the first single. So I think we got some things going on.
Let's see, Shah. And I know, like, all these big guys will be there. Maybe by next month, mid June, they will be gunning for, like, you know, summer singles and summer albums if possible. So yeah, fingers crossed. Let's see what Afrobeats has in store for us next. Let's move on to the news, and it's just let's kick off with Burna Boy making Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2024 list. Before I get into that too, did you see the clip of, I don't know if it's Canada Foreign Minister, or they're showing like a parliament or something like that.
Yeah.
And someone was like, and the other person too was like, yeah, I bumped Burna Boy. For me to be.
Bruh.
Like, for it, are you even bumping Burna Boy and knowing about Burna Boy? So yeah, man, that's global, man.
Yo, fam, that's it, man. Because he was talking about like Montreal show and how he sold out twice, and to him it's just like sold out twice. You know, to them it's like those are pop star, you know, level.
Sometimes we just how do I put it? Because they're like Nigerians. Just look at them like, okay, yeah, you sold this out, so boy, this is like pop star level stuff.
Yo, like, man.
Yeah. Like, you know how maybe your friend can be like a superstar, but because you're a friend and you're like, I beg, you don't look at him like
that. See finish, bro. See bottom.
You see all these guys finishing, but sometimes when they say their numbers and you now look at it with like regular pop stars that, you know, Yankee people call pop stars, they are not like, man, this is crazy stuff, man. These guys are
crazy. That's what my boy said, put my name in big fonts.
I think this is also another big font moment for him. Burna Boy was included in the icon section of the Time Magazine's top 100 influential people of 2024. The singer Angelina Kidjo wrote a glowing tribute to Burna Boy. In her tribute, she described Burna Boy as history-making artist who young people from Africa look up to. She also praised Burna for finding inspiration in African folk music and for following the footsteps of Nigerian Afrobeat originator Fela Kuti. Burna is the only African musician on the top 100 most influential people list of 2024. So that's great, man. That's great stuff. That one is just breaking records up and down.
Big moment, man. Big moment.
Big moment. All right. News 2. Davido launches 9 plus records with United Masters. Davido has partnered with United Masters to launch his new 9 plus record label. The news of the partnership was shared by United Masters via their official Instagram page in what they termed a groundbreaking collaboration with Davido. In the press release, United Masters called the partnership transformative for the African music industry that will see one of the continent's most influential figures propel the careers of emerging artists to unprecedented heights. And if you're wondering what will happen to DMW artists, Davido tweets that all DMW artists will be moved to 9 plus records. So let's see how that goes. And I'm hearing the name was inspired from that. It'll be 9 plus.
No.
That's what I heard. When I asked one of the blog people, that's what he tweeted at me. So I said, maybe that's maybe 9 plus. Maybe that's where they got it from. No, start, 9 plus lives.
Yo, I don't know. I was just like, I don't understand where the name is from, but that's a stretch, but we'll take it.
That's why you replied me. I don't know if it was trolling or if it was serious, but I will just take it like that. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great one. 9 plus, if you're listening, people should come and hire me. I beg. I'm saying it out loud.
What?
Come on, hire me. Let me do artist development for you. Because it feels like it's going to be like a mostly, Davido just transforming these people, developing them. And, United Masters is a very good partnership. I see big things happening because they can quickly plug you into like all these places. I think they also have a partnership with SARS, and I don't know if it's a record label or an academy or something like that. But yeah, big things happening. It means these guys still see the numbers, and the numbers are still growing. So we here. What else? I think that's about it in terms of news. Let's get into the review proper, and it is Roga and Buju's R&B album review. Before when I first saw the R&B, I was just like, oh, rhythm and blues, this guy is just going to sing. I didn't know Roga and Buju. He clicked after like,
come yo, really,
he clicked after like maybe just your day for it. It wasn't, I know, this guy is talking about Roga and Buju.
Oh my goodness, dude.
I don't know, man. My brain was really booty when I saw it. Yeah, it just shows that no permanent enemies, no permanent friends. These guys have kissed and made up, and they've given us a fine project. R&B, I think 7 songs, about 20-21 minutes, very compact. Production was handled by Blaze Beats, Cook Beats, and SARS, so like regular suspects. I was a bit skeptical when I heard the first 2 singles, but like we said last week, I think it played well on the album for me. They complemented each other well. The album played smoothly. You can hardly go wrong with 7 songs with these 2 guys. My standouts were the first track, Baby and Ilashe. I like the album. Spent a couple of more times. And let me just say, Ruga is one horny boy. Any small thing, off pants, Tonya, back shots, Jimmy, open leg. I'm like, I get you. Calm down. No, right? You're young. I know what. Calm down. No complaints about this one. It was a very short project. I like it. Easy listen. Shout out R&B, man. Over to you.
Yo. So pretty much true. I think Ruga shone well on this tape. Everything from track 2 all the way to track 7, I think, was amazing. Track 7, Not Done, was, I would say, my favorite song. That's the last song. And Ruga just blew it away. Of course, our boy still does his thing, slow singing. But Ruga, to me, just shone bright. And I love them for it. Yes, everything he said was hot. But yeah, from Ilashe, you know, to Party Monster, Romeo Must Die, I'd say is my favorite song. But his verse on Not Done, that blew me away. So
yeah, I like that.
No project, man.
Not a bad one. Probably for these guys, I would like, because the way Roga explained the makeup was how guys mostly make up. Like, I just saw him on the plane, just tapped his head, and I was just like, and we were on the same flight to, I think, London or something, and he just kind of like tapped his head, like, how far? You. And they were like, oh, you, and I think that was pretty
good.
And
that was it, man.
And that was me, and they were like, how far? Maybe we just pieced it out, and like, you know, we can make, you know, music together and everything. So, yeah, not a bad one. I think more artists should, you know, go in the way of this collaboration P and see how it goes. And they're going all out. They're doing, like, interviews, billboards.
Yeah, billboards. I saw that, man. Pretty dope interview where, like, Roga discussed, like, you know, how... What was, like, the trend between, like, you know, Burner going with the band and everybody before?
Yeah, I think everybody started piling on him. But I think that's just... I think he's still young. I'd say, and to be honest, Afrobeats doesn't do it. We didn't do a good job documenting all these things. So, I don't know. I give him a pass. I know, say, you know better. If he knew better, I wouldn't have said what he said in terms of nobody used to use a live band and everything. But I get it. I've given him a pass. I didn't really, no outrage for me. But I'm like, he doesn't know. So
I was just like, yo, man, maybe that's all he saw. Like, every other person was using DJs.
Yeah.
Which was a chunk. A whole bunch of people were using DJs.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think of his age range and how those guys perceive Burner. Like, you know that the inspiration and the only guy they were looking up to was kind of like him. I'm pretty sure they looked up to everybody else. Because according to him, too, he said that... you know, those guys are the big three. You just need to pick whoever it is that inspires you and run with it. But I'm sure most of them, Burner, performance-wise and everything. So,
exactly.
No outrage from me, man. Anyways, use the hashtag AfroBeatsWeekly. Let's know what you think about the project. Let's jump into songs. And the songs came in well this week. Let's start with Wahala by CK and Olamide. This song was produced by BMH. Decent jam, but I don't know, it's not for me. If you like CK on guitar strings, you like Spanish vibe, your Olamide rapping, you know, CK doing what CK doing, Olamide doing what Olamide doing, this is probably for you, but I don't think this one is for me, man. What's CK?
Yeah, this one's kind of slow. Even though I had it like playing for like a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in the mood. But it just feels like it's not a single material, so that's another weird thing. Like, it's not like something that people are gonna be bumping. So it's just I don't know. It's just I've released this song that I sing, and
there's a video for it too. So it's kind of like budget went into it. But I don't know, like you said, you know, you might hear it, you might not hear it. But for me, I don't know, man. It's not for me. Let's get into Technician by Black Bones and Odumodu. I think this is their third song together, their fourth song. The melody strikes once again, you know, log drum strikes once again, but this works for me. I like it. Produced by Laker Beats, Black Bones too was on that, you know, rapping melody vibes. Not a bad jam at all. I like it.
I don't know, man. We're going to get to the part where it's like, exactly what is Odumodu talking about?
Yes.
We're almost there. We're like, what are you talking about? Like, it's like I went outside my house. Oh snap, I'm in the zoo. Like, yo, well, from where to where?
Yo, come and give me open to close. Like, open that ass.
I'm picking up beans from the floor. Like, everything just feels like everything's just happening at the same time. But I mean, it's still a vibe. You still know the end to this, so shout out to him.
Still not your head to it. Let's get into Head Start by Bloody Civilian. This one was produced by Young Willis, D20, and Bloody Civilian herself. This one is for the club. You can tell it's catchy, you know, catchy chorus, the drums on steroids. I feel like she's trying more mainstream stuff now, and you know, seeing kind of like seeing what works and seeing what she can keep and what she can discard. No matter this at all. Head Start by Bloody Civilian.
Definitely my favorite song. Came out this week. I love the song. Bloody Civilian, as right now, in her bag. Really catchy song. Nice tempo. Yeah, I'll be rocking with this. Shout out.
Shout out. I'll be rocking with it too. I'll be rocking with this one too. It is Hallelujah by Larry Poe, Rose and Morello. This one was my favorite drop this week. Again, I love the melodies. I was singing along by the time I, you know, spun it a couple of times. I, you know, watched like all the social media cuts of the song. Larry Poe, you know, you can't do no wrong when it's rapping. And my guy, Rose, you guys should look out for him. Really, 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 very... I just support this guy. Go. So shout out Ross, shout out Morello. They came through. I like the song. Hallelujah. Say you.
Yo, top song, top song. As always, Larry Poe. Can do no wrong with the bars.
Yeah.
Absolutely no wrong with the bars. But yeah, features came through as well. It's just one. I feel like it's a feel good song to me. Like
yeah,
feel good,
exactly.
Mean like it's good. Songs, yeah. It's a pretty good song. No wrong. No hiccups. You rock with this. Lyrics, the bars, everything are good. So, shout out.
Let's go to Unruly by Rukmani. I'm still waiting to hear a bad song from her that I don't like. Or a song I don't like. And I'm not going to put it like that. It's another favorite of mine this week. Again, I'm really rooting for her. This is a dope song for me. I like it. Nothing much to say.
Our girl Rukmani. Yo. Is this the first single of the year?
I think so. If no social media was, I can't remember if no social media was this year, but yeah,
this year, last year. But if not, anyways, Rukmani, sweet voice as always, dope songwriting, production is always pretty on point. So far, so good. Like she's in her bag, and this is another person like I like. I'm anticipating full project from her. I'm hoping that they're saying, you know, we're gonna wait for her to get a big single.
Yeah.
An album,
but for now, she's building that catalog. When I was on her Spotify page, I was impressed with like the numbers. You can just see the growth. Like
you can see it, man.
Yeah, you can just see the growth. You can see that she's getting her fan base one fan at a time, and she's pushing. Unruly by Rukmani. We also love it here. Small Money by Nas Boy. Another catchy social media song by Nas Boy. I'm sure it's coming to a TikTok or a reel near you in the nearest future. It's made for social media. Very catchy. I like it. I'm not going to. I like it. Sorry, those songs that when you hear, by the time you hear it, you just be like, okay, you got me. I like it.
Well. For me and my household, though, I think I'm done with the gimmicks. So yeah, I just stepped aside for this one.
All right, let's see if you step aside for this one. It's Adenuga by Joe Boy and King Maddy. I love the build up to this song. You know, the short movie they put together. I like when a song or an album or a project, whatever it is, has like a rollout, you know, the way Thames did and the way all these guys are doing. You know, just put a small story together. Not a bad song, Adenuga by Joe Boy and King Maddy. I think it's all those songs that the more you listen, the more you like it. So I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I had it on just constant repeat on the nice loop. Players keep playing again. And Joe Boy to me, strong performance. It's one of those people like you want to see him win, and it's also like, you know, they've left the label. You say, "Oh, what's going to happen after you leave the label?" Joe Boy is one of those people that I think everything's going to be good, you know, because he has the material to back it up. Also, the same thing with our boy Ruga, who I believe has the material to back it up. He's good with making songs, good with making music and pop music and pop art, Afrobeats music. So these guys would be good, and their talent is good. Their talent is up there, so
yeah,
trust me.
So they'll be all right in the end.
No matter what has happened with the label, they'll be all right.
All right, in the end. So let us move from all the songs we listened to this week to the turntable charts. And at number 10, coming back into the charts, is Different Pattern. This guy and his street love is different.
Like, different pattern.
Like, I think the last time I saw someone loved on the street like this was Olamide, and I'm not even kidding. Like, I know it might be recency bias, but there's, I think maybe it's Masi Nairamali and all those guys. But this guy, everywhere I go, somebody is playing a Sheyi Vibe song, and it is ridiculous. Anyways, let me not digress too much. Different Pattern by Sheyi Vibes at number 10. At number 9, coming down, Big Big Things, Young Junkies, Daniel. Luna by Bella Shmurda is coming in at number 8. At number 7, staying on the same spot, Tony Montana, Skepta and Portable. 6 is also staying on the same spot, Remy Must Die by Ruga and Buju. 5 is also staying on the same spot, Twitter by Kiss Daniel and Davido. Coming down 1 spot, Ego, Chike and Mubad. And climbing up is the Social Media song hit of the year so far. It's called Shwala Bam by T-Pom. But try that song that everybody shimmies to. Everybody shimmies to Shwala Bam. As climbing to number 3. Last week, Commas number 2. Last week, number 1, Showa by Kiss Daniel. Both staying on the same spot. So Kiss Daniel is having a fantastic run on the charts again. I think this is like his 3rd week at number 1 with this song. But yeah, let's see. I don't know if the charts are going to change much from, because I haven't really heard anything other than all these songs I'm hearing. Or maybe a couple of Buju Ruga songs might come in here and there, but Showa and Commas, I think, are still the, you know, top songs that is
so far,
everywhere.
I think the new IR Star song is gonna come in and dominate, but
yeah, once she releases that.
But then again, we also have our girl Tems, who's dropping the album next month, probably coming out with a single from that before the album drops. So look, man, good music is coming through.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Hopefully. I don't know, man. I'm a bit worried, but Shosa, we shouldn't worry too much.
No, man. No need. Huh? We got this.
Yeah, don't worry too much. All right. Let us move on to Eliminate. And in the spirit of battling and in the spirit of coming together, kissing and making up. So when I was doing this, when I was compiling this, I was like, would you, there's no way you're going to beat this. Yeah, only hot feature run. You're only hot on features. Because I'm not gonna lie, I tried to get Buju, like, old standard Buju songs, only him. I was like, it won't be a fair fight. So I had to call on, I had to muster his
couple features.
The features. I don't think these features I play a lot, but I don't, I just went with my 4 favorite, or the ones I just saw. Like, these songs are hot. So anyways, so let's get into it. Bounce by Ruga, versus Cold Outside by Buju and Timaya.
Cold Outside. Ah, nah, that's unfair. That's unfair. Ah, jeez. It's Cold Outside. Cold Outside is just like that hook alone. Oh, no, no. You know what? I'm gonna go with Cold Outside. It's unfair, but I'll go with Cold Outside.
Going with Cold Outside. So let's move on to Bad Girl that makes legs like Dior or something like that. Dior versus Show's favorite. I put this one here on purpose. Do Me Nice by Buju and SDC.
I like how this is going. Again, Buju on the hook on these features is something else. He elevates the song beyond, you know, what it is. So, yes, Do me nice, man. Do me nice. Come on.
Do me nice. I didn't have any. I just knew I was only going to pick anyway. Anyways, let's move on to Girlfriend. That's What If I, She Say. What If I, What If I Do. Versus Mood by Buju and Biscuit.
What If I?
Mood, What If I takes it here, yeah. Girlfriend. So let's move on to another round. We have Asiwaju. My head, I think that's his biggest song, if I'm not mistaken. And Feeling by Ladipo and Buju, also one of Buju's biggest features. So, big feature versus big song. What say you?
Let me not lie to you. Let me not lie to you. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna be frank with what I'm saying right now.
Listen,
we could have just gone with all of Buju's features. You know this for a fact. You know this for a fact. That what you were doing is not right.
The thing now is, if I now came with only Buju songs.
Buju songs.
Yes, we would have gone with all Roga. We would have gone with all Roga songs.
I don't like this.
I just had to be like, you know, this is the
fairest. I don't like this Illuminate. I am going on this. I said I don't like this Illuminate. And with that being said, I'm going with the Ladipo song, man. Yo.
Ladipo is going with the Ladipo song. So I think only one Buju song. I'm the only one Roga song with it. And I think that song is going to be eliminated now because Cold Outside versus Buju and Girlfriend. What say you?
Cold Outside, man. Cold Outside.
Cold Outside. Oh. So yo, have a dubbing battle again. Feeling by Ladipo. And Do Me Nice, Buju SDC.
Feeling.
So, making it to the final round because show is very biased. Cold Outside. Cold Outside versus Buju and Timaya. And Feeling versus Ladipo and Buju. Let's go.
Yo. What am I going with? This is a really hard one, though. But nah, man.
Like the way I'm feeling now. No, it's your thing.
Yeah, we gotta go with Feeling, man.
A rat show is going with Feeling, so that makes it to the top of the Buju versus Ashiwa. Buju versus Ashiwa. The Buju versus Roga. Again, I tried. I was like, Buju Roga, nope, unfair. So we had to call in a few favors.
And it was unfair. And that was even more unfair.
I had to call in a few favors for that one.
We need a redo, man. We need a redo.
Maybe when he has built a catalog of. Yeah, I mean, he has nice songs, but it just doesn't match the.
Ruga's album alone was. Filled with bangers. Was filled with bangers.
Like I think that was one of the arguments of their beef that time too, Zev. I was like, this is what you can't do songs without features.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, because at the end of the day, like, even with the album to like, you know, the R&B album, like those Roga verses, man. All those Roga verses were just it was just there. They were sweet verses, man. So yo. Yeah. Talent wise, I love both of them, man. They're in their bag. So everybody has their strength.
Both of them are in their bag. More collaborations, hopefully, from, you know, I think a good collaboration again would be Black Bones and Odumodu. Because I think so far so good Black Bones or Odumodu and Shady Poppy.
Nah. We're good.
Just imagine the discourse that's going to come out from that.
We're good.
I saw another clip of, I think Charlie Bobby, I don't know where he was performing at, but when he got to that, he boy for the week, a handbag, and all the babes were singing along. So, and I'm like, so why do people, so who hates this song? Because Twitter says it's a bad, so who hates it? Actually, like,
a couple of people on Twitter, though, you know, as we all know, that is not the general populace. So,
yeah,
gotta go with that, man. Just a couple of people on Twitter, you know, people who have Twitter fingers, and that's always, they're always going to be people, oh, like, this person won the beef, but
yeah,
we know who won the beef. Like, we know. Everybody knows. So, we'll go with that, man.
All right, we'll go with that. And that was Eliminate for this week. And with that, we have come to the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Afrobeats Weekly. Hope you enjoyed it. New episode of the podcast drops every Monday. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podding from. We'd love to hear from you. Use the hashtag Afrobeats Weekly. Please leave us comments, suggestions, send email to fanmail at afrobeatspod. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram on at Afrobeats. We'll catch you in the next episode. And we are outie.
Peace. Bye-bye.